So we are doing the guided meditation right now, and we have Venerable Karunika from Dhammasara Monastery to do the guided. We're actually running a series of workshops here. It's a whole day workshop, but we take a break from 3 to 4 o'clock to do this guided meditation. And I just want to check, if you are here for the introduction to meditation, then that's done at the community hall, not in this hall. So I just want to make sure that you are in the right place. No one? Okay. All right. So with that, I'll hand over to Venerable Karunika. So we'll do this until like 3:45, 3:50. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Is the volume okay? Oops. Okay, is the volume okay? Yeah? Okay. Okay, so today we have been doing the myth busting, and a lot of the questions was about the path and the sequence, how it works. So are you all ready to just try it out? Because Ajahn Brahmali was mentioning how the right view and morality helps our meditation. And that's what we are trying to do now, is to do a bit of meditation. So maybe we can just use some aspects of the path this afternoon, I thought. I will speak maybe for about 15 minutes. So just bear with me. Those of you who are meditating already, just continue with however you are meditating. And if you wish to take my suggestion on board, then you can just listen to a bit and maybe try it out. So I would like to take two aspects of the right view, and that is the idea of non-self and impermanence. So very often when we sit down to meditate, the thing that troubles us the most is our thinking. It's just things that we have to do, our concerns, things that happen to us. And when we reflect our life, even though we think we have a sense of self which can control things, which is why we think a lot, how often have we been proven wrong? Often we have realized things are out of our control anyway. So during this sit, I encourage you to just bring in this idea of that things are out of my control. They are none of my business. So if any thinking arises, then just remind yourself of this right view. There's nobody in here. Things are out of my control. And just let things be. The other thing is also impermanence. We also know that everything changes all the time. And we don't know what's going to happen, even this afternoon, even in this meditation. So worrying about future is kind of hopeless, and we know this. The problem is we sometimes forget about it. So let me encourage you during this sit, to just remember this idea of impermanence as well when thinking comes up, and just let things to disappear slowly with this right view. So when we have this attitude of right view, it actually makes you quite peaceful. You know things are changing. You know that things are out of your control most of the time. So that's one of the things you can bring in as you meditate. And the second thing is about your morality. I recognize most of the people who are in this room, you all have been coming to this place for quite some time, being good people, trying your very best to live the spiritual path, keep precepts, and live a moral life to your best ability. None of us are, of course, perfect. Anybody who is not enlightened has defilements, and the nature of defilements is to sometimes do wrong things. So we are all guilty. But this is not the time to remember the things that went wrong, but we can actually have a sense of forgiveness for ourselves, understanding that too was sometimes beyond our control. We have been conditioned by our past, and that's why we behaved that way. So please bring in, take a few moments to really forgive yourself, and also with the same application to other people around you, and forgive others as well. Now I encourage you to bring your mind back to where you're sitting, right here. Really sit back in a very comfortable way and have an attitude of contentment by understanding, having right view in the forefront of our mind. This is the time to relax, relax into this moment with an attitude of contentment and forgiveness. your mind is starting to move, just remember, it's not my business. Bring it back to this moment with contentment and relaxation into this moment. I gently invite you to bringing a sense of joy, remembering that you have been kind and you have been generous throughout your life. Actively bringing this joy, and with the sense of joy, settle into the moment. settle deeply into this moment with a sense of joy and contentment, knowing that you have been a good person. happy to be here. If your mind is moving, remember, it's none of my business. Bring it back to here. Happy to be here. As we are coming to the end of the meditation, I invite you all to really bring in that happiness and joy in your heart, remembering your own goodness, your own kindness, your generosity. And I invite you to share that joy with everybody in this room. May you all be well. May you all be happy. Now I invite you all to reflect back how we started this meditation. Did the right view bring peace to your mind at the start? Did it reduce your thinking when you remember things out of my control? Were you able to forgive yourself and forgive others? How did that make you feel? Did you become peaceful with that? Were you able to bring up joy and happiness, remembering your good actions, your kindness, your generosity? Did that joy help you to be in the present? Were you able to relax deeply into the moment? If you became peaceful a little bit, happy and still, then you can see how the path is working inside of yourself. Hope you all enjoyed and hope you all relaxed. Thank you.